Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine asserting that Russia's attempt to capture Bakhmut has stalled is now planning to launch a long-awaited counteroffensive very soon. That's according to Ukraine's top ground forces commander, Oleksandr Sirsky, on Thursday. He said on the Telegram social media site that Russia's Wagner mercenaries, often convicts recruited out of prisons, are losing considerable strength and running out of steam and trying to take control of Bakhmut. Russia has threatened to escalate attacks in Ukraine after Britain announced it would send munitions containing depleted uranium to Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
With bandaged heads and splintered limbs, the wounded soldiers are stretchered into the waiting medical evacuation bus for the trip to a better-equipped hospital in a city further west. Their hands are blackened and grimy from the fight. Some are still wearing their combat boots. Lying on a stretcher, pale and shell-shocked with a wounded leg from shrapnel, Ukrainian soldier Yaroslav recalls the nightmare he just came out of in Bakhmut. They cut through and started shelling with mortars. When I left, everything was on fire. The battle in Bakhmut, a city now encircled on three sides by Russian troops, has been particularly bloody, with soldiers describing endless days of combat. I'm Karen Chamas.
Amid rallies against the far-right government, Israel's parliament passed a law Thursday to protect the prime minister from being removed from office. The measure says the prime minister can be deemed unfit to rule only for mental or physical health reasons and that it must be done by his own government. Critics say the law is tailored to protect Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is in the midst of a corruption trial facing charges of fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes. He denies the allegations. VOA News. TikTok's chief executive said Thursday that there are many misconceptions about the country as he arrived at the Capitol ahead of his testimony to the U.S. Congress. Shouzi Chu faces tough questions from lawmakers who are convinced the Chinese-owned short video app should be banned for being a potential national security threat to the United States. Testifying before the House Energy and Commerce Committee, Chu said the company pledges to keep the data of American users out of foreign government hands.
All protected U.S. data will be under the protection of U.S. law and under the control of the U.S.-led security team. This eliminates the concern that some of you have shared with me that TikTok user data can be subject to Chinese law.
His testimony also caps a week of actions by the Chinese company aimed at convincing Americans and their lawmakers that the app creates economic value and supports free speech. Gay rights supporters are denouncing Ugandan lawmakers for voting to criminalize anyone who publicly identifies as a sexual minority or engages in homosexual acts. More from VOA's Diane Roberts.
Advocate Frank Mugisha says the last time legislation like this was around, there were cases of suicide.
This law is worse than the one that was here before because it has a death penalty. And many people would be worried. Many people would be scared. Some LGBTQ persons are not scared of the law as much as they are scared of their families, their friends, the media outing them and finding out who they are.
The Anti-Homosexuality Act will become law if President Yoweri Museveni signs it as expected. In Uganda, homosexual activity is already punishable with life imprisonment under a colonial-era law targeting, quote, carnal knowledge against the order of nature, end quote. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The U.S. National Weather Service reports a rare tornado touched down in a suburb of the city of Los Angeles on Wednesday. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The National Weather Service and local law enforcement say the tornado touched down late in the morning Los Angeles time Wednesday in an industrial area of the Los Angeles suburb of Montebello. The officials say the storm caused moderate to severe damage to 17 buildings and sent one worker to the hospital with minor injuries. As rare as the tornado was, National Weather Service forecaster Ariel Cohen says tornadoes in California are not unheard of.
In particular, in California, tornadoes very highly unusual. However, when strong Pacific storm systems move onshore and create favorable conditions, so while here in Montebello it's quite rare, each year we do see typically weak tornadoes affecting the state of California.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
More news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.